Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas,
when the sun doesn't contribute to climate change, the sunspots cycle. When the sunspots go down, that's the peak. Storms ejecting fireballs thousands of times the size of the Earth can fit over a million planet Earths inside the sun. And the United Nations is in the news today saying, no, the sun has nothing to do with our climate. And polar bears can't swim, too. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, these people think you're idiots. They think you are morons. They think you are the biggest fools ever to walk the green earth. All right, I'm going to continue with phone calls. And a little bit of the next segment, I'm going to get into UN goons, silenced journalist who questions Gore on ClimateGate, carbon billionaire refuses to correct the record on statements regarding CRU emails. That's the latest PrisonPlanet.com article by Steve Watson and Paul Watson. You guys print that for me. Thank you. Then I'll run to the latest on ClimateGate and a bunch of other news here that we haven't even gotten to yet on the war front, the economy front. But right now, let's go back to your calls. Let's talk to Brandon in Utah. Brandon, you're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Jones.
Hey, buddy.
I was just wondering if you have reported on British court issues arrest warrant for Zbigniew Livni, Israeli foreign minister for war crimes. If that's news to you or not, it's kind of
news. No, it is news. In fact, say the headline again.
British court issues arrest warrant for Zbigniew Livni, Israeli foreign minister for war crimes. And, I just watched a little video from, I think it was from BBC. Somebody on MySpace sent it to me. So just thought maybe you might want to react to that if it's actually going to go through, because I think that Bush and Cheney have also been issued, warrants as well. But whatever, I don't think anything's going to come up about that.
Well, we'll look it up. British court issues arrest warrant. What was the rest of the headline?
For war crimes. Israeli foreign minister for war crimes.
All right, we'll pull that up. No, I was not aware of that. Definitely lying about WMDs, going into Iraq, killing over a million people conservatively, according to the British Lancet Journal, which is nonpartisan. Even the neocons admit that. War crimes have been committed. And when predator drones blow up apartment buildings, whether it be the Israeli forces or the U.S. forces doing it, and kill, in some cases, hundreds of innocent people. That is terrorism. Just like if the Muslims do it, it's terrorism. And I'm just tired of unequal justice. In fact, you're right, sir. There's the Times of London. Israeli fury over British war crimes warrant for Zbigniew Livni. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. In fact, here's the article. Guys, how would I pronounce that? Zbigniew Livni? Is that right? Sounds good. So there have been these British warrants issued before by mid-level and low-level courts, and they've always been squashed. So we'll see what happens with that. And I've always told people, this is going to turn into a sideshow. Israel is being built up as the boogeyman. It's very popular to do it. President Carter does it, and Israel certainly engages in its share of bad behavior and crimes. But researching the New World Order, at its heart, there's something more there. There's something deeper there. And so we'll see what happens on that front. But I do think it's good. It's good that these big modern militaries that are bombing and attacking people living in caveman-level existences needs to stop. So I wonder if they'll be issued war crimes charges against Bush and Cheney. Because, boy, do they deserve it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales run a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
Reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The last caller brought up a headline concerning an arrest warrant for an Israeli official. Before I read the article, I said it'll be rescinded by the court. Says, I've seen this happen multiple times. It always creates a big flurry of interest and it goes nowhere. Israeli fury over British war crimes warrant for Tzipi Laveni. Israeli's government issued an angry warning today that its ties with Britain were in jeopardy over a UK arrest warrant briefly issued against the Jewish state's opposition leader and former foreign minister. Well, Israel, I mean, the government of England doesn't control its courts if they're impartial. It has emerged that a London court issued a warrant at the weekend for alleged war crimes committed last winter's Gaza offensive and then rescinded it when it became clear that Tzipi Laveni was not on British soil. So there you have it. Okay, let me, like I said, I would do finish up with the news, or finish up with your calls, then get into the news here. Continuing, Curtis in Indiana, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, how are you? I just want to say thank you for the things that you've done. I saw Endgame about a year ago on the internet, and ever since then I've been doing my studying and researching, and I appreciate everything you do, and God bless you.
Thank you.
And I just want to ask, is Codex Alimentarius going to go into effect on December 31st of this year?
People for 20 years have been saying it's going into effect every year. It's going into effect in increments, like a glacier grows. The UN has these big consortium meetings. Governments and private corporations sign agreements to go back and try to restrict minerals, vitamins, and other things to the public. And, yes, they've agreed to try to implement massive restrictions on all vitamins and minerals to make them prescription. Big drug companies are now coming out with their prescription versions of vitamin E and vitamin B and fish oil. And they have tried to raid alternative health places. They are trying to shut them down. They are trying to restrict. And it's a process. But it's kind of like 7 years ago, Bush signed, and Republicans went along with him and passed, the so-called campaign finance reform, which increased the money corporations could give but restricted individuals. So the public was told, oh, this is going to stop. And that law states that 6 weeks before an election, I can't talk about politics as a radio host. I can't have a pro-gun group on, an anti-gun group on. I can't have a politician on. But everyone just ignores it. It's clearly unconstitutional and a fraud. It's like if the government passed a law today saying murder your firstborn, like many ancient cultures would do as a test of power over the slaves. Or when the slaves bred too much, they would routinely kill children. I mean, that's what governments do. That's what eugenics is. The public just hasn't figured out the more things change, the more they stay the same. And so that's basically what's happening here. Anything else?
Well, I live in Indianapolis, and they just recently put up that system to where if a firearm gets shot, they'll ping it and find out exactly where it's at and what type of weapon it is, and it's going to cost our city like $3 million or $4 million.
Yeah, it's total quackery. Austin put that in 1998, but they've never busted anyone for discharging a firearm with the gun detection system. What it is shotgun microphones on cameras. And then you'll find that's hooked into your local threat integration center where they're openly merging it with the regular Army and CIA. This is all public now. I've got the RAND Corporation report on it. Here it is right here. Total federalization of all police and just a fraud. But I tell you, Indiana is way ahead of the times. Indiana was the first state almost 20 years ago to put in license plate reading cameras. Did you know that for more than 15 years, everywhere you go is tracked in Indiana?
Yeah, I know. It's bad everywhere downtown and anywhere. You can see it all the cameras. It's really bad here. And one last thing I wanted to say, have you kind of noticed that the new Al-Qaeda spokesman is the American Adam Gadon?
Well, of course. I mean, we've written countless articles about it.
Dead. Do you believe he is?
Your phone cut out. Say that again.
I believe Bin Laden is dead. That's why.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I got to move on, Curtis. I appreciate your call. I really did. Adam Gadon hated Arabs so much. He's Jewish. He hated Arabs so much that he was arrested beating them up outside mosque. I mean, this guy was a super mega Zionist. His grandfather was one of the founders of the ADL, one of their board members. And he gets up there and apologizes that Al-Qaeda is killing innocent people. I mean, he's been caught when they uploaded the Intel Center, openly run by former heads of black ops from CIA. That's on record. The Intel Center uploads Gadon videos and other videos in the same video layer as the Intel Center's bug, the Intel Center's graphics. It is they are producing it. I mean, they were caught red-handed. We've blown their videos up here. They've had video experts for Wired Magazine and others look at it. But you can blow up video layers if you've got a computer and look at it. And it's done in the same layer, the same generation. the pixel shapes change per generation and per encode. I don't know how to get into all the technicals for you. The point is it's clearer than fingerprints. And the CIA thinks it's funny. They get a young Jewish Mossad guy up there, and he wears a turban and says, I will get you, America. We're going to kill you. Give up all your rights. I mean, give me a break. I mean, I just can't handle it anymore. He's almost laughing when he's talking. He's such a bad actor. But he's doing important work for the New World Order. Let's talk to... Because remember, this isn't about Muslims, even if you hate Muslims. The Homeland Security is for gun owners, conservatives, libertarians. Remember that. We have the official Homeland Security internal documents. It's all about you. You're the slave. You're the property of the bankers. They know they're committing crimes. They know you're going to resist it. So the Pentagon's watching, okay? They're there to make sure the crime continues. That doesn't mean our military's bad. It means those running it are running it for those aims, period. Our military's been hijacked, just like when Hitler hijacked the German military. And you better grow up and admit that. But, yeah, having the ADL head's grandson run around, it's just so ridiculous. And the media never talks about it, but it's admitted if you drill in. I mean, it's a fact. Let's talk to Francis in Canada. Francis, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I was wondering if you could help me confirm or deny a rumor I've been looking into about your favorite human being, George Soros. And what I'm hearing is that early in his career, during World War II, he was pushing forged British pounds for the SS. He was a collaborator with the SS. And also that he was turning in his fellow Jews to the Nazis in exchange for SS gold.
Yeah, that's what Bob Chapman, I need to have him flesh that out. He's not on the next few weeks because of the holidays, but when he gets back in the first of the year, or he may be on before then, I can ask him to elaborate. I know that Soros is a arch criminal posing as a liberal. And I know that Madeleine Albright's dad robbed people for the Soviets in Czechoslovakia and was a war criminal. And I know that John Shalikashvili, who was the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, I know his dad was the head Nazi in Poland. And so I do know that huge fortunes were made by some European Jews, books have been written on this, off robbing other Jews and working with the Nazis. And there's been actually some books written by, one of them's a famous, we got to get him on, he's a Jewish professor in New York City. He went and actually got the documents where some Zionist groups wouldn't let Jews get out to England or the U.S. They would make them pay millions to the Zionist groups, and they'd split it with the Nazis, and only let them go to Palestine. And you see that with any of these type groups. You know, the leadership of all these hereditary or religious groups is always feeding on their members, feeding on them. And it's horrible. It's just absolutely horrible. I mean, it makes Madoff and what he did to Jewish groups look tame. But I don't have any proof of that. I haven't fleshed that out. But I believe Bob. I mean, Bob's always pretty accurate here. What do you think?
Well, apparently the British tried to extradite him right after the war for pushing their forged British pounds.
Yeah, what's your source? I mean, I'm asking. You're asking me. I'm asking you.
Looking on the internet. I've been researching this on the internet, and apparently the British tried to extradite him from Israel like around 1948 when it was just created. And a young Golda Meir, who was Minister of Justice, denied the British the right to extradite him.
Yeah, well, you don't want to persecute a real Nazi if you find one. Only fake ones for the public consumption, just like with Al-Qaeda. Don't arrest real Al-Qaeda. Arrest a 14-year-old, torture him for 8 years, and have him confess to crimes they publicly couldn't have committed, crimes that were committed after they were incarcerated. But specifically, did you find that in a mainstream article, or did you find a document? Because just because somebody says something on the Internet doesn't mean it's true.
Well, that's what I was trying to help get you to, you know, help.
Yeah,
you
I don't know. I'll have to look into that more. Next time Bob's on, let's email Bob and remind him he's not on the next two Fridays. But when he's back, we need to make sure he has an email that we want to talk about that. People want to know the proof in the pudding on that subject. Thank you, caller. Larry, Ash, Paul, I'll take those three calls and I'm getting into news and video clips. Stay with us.
This is an emergency alert. More than half the world's doctors and nurses are refusing risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations, especially this flu season. Rely on OxySilver instead. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. So get it while you still can. Order OxySilver online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you tired of out-of-control, irresponsible federal deficit spending? Increasing the money supply without increasing productive output leads to inflation. You get less for your money. If you want to protect the buying power of dollars for your future, then call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. You've worked hard for your dollars. Don't let the government strip their buying power with wasteful spending. Gold has a 5,000-year track record as money, real money you can count on. No government-backed paper currency comes close. Ask me about the protection of private gold. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. Central banks from around the world are stockpiling gold. They know gold is real money. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135, to discover the advantages of private protected gold.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give from the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
Call for your free CD now. 800-578-6279.
This works. Call the number.
Call now for your free CD. 800-578-6279. 800-578-6279.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong.
We got a new story up on PrisonPlanet.com. Chuck Norris says Obama should be impeached if he tries to enforce Copenhagen Agreement. Actor and political activist warns that globalists want to bankrupt America and kill the dollar. It is a high-powered, hardcore interview with Chuck Norris we did live yesterday. This story can wake up a lot of mainline Republicans. Get it out to everybody. Every mind you unlock is a victory. Remember, none of us have to beat the globalist overnight by ourselves. It's all of us doing a little bit every day, resisting, that's going to beat these people. Look at how we're fighting man-made global climate change, proving it's a fraud. They've gone from arrogantly looking like they couldn't be stopped to blowing up, crashing and burning in front of us. When we get frenzied like a wolf pack and go after these people on issues, we cannot be beaten. Let's go ahead and talk to Larry in Texas. Larry, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
I'm sorry I've been out of pocket. I don't know if you covered this or not, the latest New London, Connecticut news about a week ago.
Where they're stealing everybody's private property?
Well, they about a week ago, CBS News had a...
They don't even want the property they stole now. Yeah.
Right. Pfizer decided they're not going to spend a dime on developing it.
Yeah, that was in my stack last week. I meant to get to it.
Yeah.
It's literally too painful. See, I read this stuff once, and then it's like going and visiting a dead relative's grave. I don't really like doing it. It's like, yeah, they just said, we'll take your property even if we don't use it. We have SWAT teams. They love to murder.
Yeah, they interviewed the ex-mayor. He sounded pretty glum, and one of the homeowners standing in the field where his house used to stand. But
well, they would do stuff like the town is so criminal that they would – this is hundreds of homes, whatever, 300. They would rev, because we had all the families on, rev bulldozers at midnight and threaten them. And then the town got the courts to – people didn't really read the Supreme Court ruling. The Supreme Court didn't just say private interest – can have your land. They said, we don't have to pay you, and you can be made to pay lawyer fees if you don't immediately just give it up. So they come after you, you fight back, you've got to pay lawyer fees on top of having your $500,000, three-story Victorian middle-class home. I mean, they've always been persecuting poor people, but I mean, this was not, you know, middle-class area. And they just said, we'll take what we want, and we're not going to pay you. And the Supreme Court ruled that money can be given by lobbying groups to city councils, county commissioners, state houses. Bribery is now legal to pay to take your land. How do you like that?
Great to be America. Hey, our county here bumps up against Louisiana, and we get the Louisiana news only. And Barksdale Air Force Base, where that plane landed with missing nuke.
Two missing nukes.
Right. The base commander that raised the stink, they ran him off and replaced him with the commander from North Dakota.
That's right. And nine people involved with loading them who are witnesses all committed suicide or were murdered. And that was clearly a deal where they were trying to switch nukes out and claim Al-Qaeda got them. But thank God people blew the whistle. But next time, they'll have the right people in place to make sure that nuke goes off in America.
One last thing. You think the people, when you tell them the truth, our fellow citizens, they may not understand it, but if you gave it to them in a sarcastic way, for instance, to start a chapter like the East Texas chapter of Bootlickers of America, and you know,
We worship cameras, we worship forced inoculations, we hate due process, and we burn constitutions.
If we can do like the ice cream joint and get 32 flavors of boot polish, you can ask people what's their flavor. That's all I got for you today.
That is smart. Now, that's a smart. And of course, it wouldn't be, really be bootlickers, but make like a fake online ad, Bootlickers of America, and you can have like the 31 flavors, like take my kids, I love it. Raise my taxes for bankers. I love handing in my guns. I want to live like a slave in Chicago with the highest crime rate. Poison my water. I love brain damaging my children. And then with a picture of a person drinking poison water. Cops running checkpoints. I love killing freedom. I love being a traitor. I love tyranny. Yeah, you come up with 31 flavors pretty easy. Oh, God, help me. These are always crazy shows when I sit here just taking calls. More calls and the video clips in the news straight ahead, right here on the one, the only GCN Radio Network. Please stay with us as we continue to chronicle the fall of our republic into the scientific dictatorship. But that doesn't really matter. The Cowboys haven't had a good season. That's what matters.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
I read the news today, oh boy, about a lucky man who made the grade.
Okay. I want to play some video clips and cover ClimateGate, the latest developments on that right now. Then we're going to go back to Ash, Paul, Roger, and others. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. And the first clip I'm going to be playing in a little while, guys, is the first time the journalist is at the UN conference in Copenhagen Friday, and he simply wants to ask a question. He gets up to the microphone, and they flip out on him and start taking his camera away and telling other camera people don't tape this at a press conference. Now, Al Gore got questioned by the same reporter. He starts running from him. And the police grab the guy's microphone cable and unplug it. I mean, the UN, they openly want to shut down free speech worldwide. This is an authoritarian criminal group. I mean, they laud the communist Chinese system. They want you to live under a one-child policy. They want you bankrupt in their own statements. What is it about this? I'm just so sick of these people. I just want to arrest them. They have committed crimes. They have called for to commit bigger conspiracies. Maurice Strong stole billions himself in the UN Food for Oil program. and made sure they never got the food because he stole the money. I mean, this is a murdering piece of trash. All right, I'm not going to start ranting. See, the minute I start thinking about these articles, steam starts coming out of my ears. But I want to comment on Tiger Woods first. When I say we're receiving hundreds of emails, we receive thousands and thousands a day. I'm receiving hundreds asking me what I think about Tiger Woods. And so I'll tell you what I think about Tiger Woods here in just a moment. First off, I want to thank some of the sponsors that have made today's radio show possible. And one of them is Diginet.net, personal audio video recorder, Diginet.net, Diginet.net. They have a giant list of products at the lowest prices I've seen them, because I've bought these systems previous to them being a sponsor. They have the Diginet Spy glasses, hidden memory card and camera in the glasses. You can't get any better than this. They've got the Diginet pins that are very affordable, record audio and video. Diginet.net, that's Diginet.net. Do not wait. And they're patriots, ladies and gentlemen. You can also click on their banner at Infowars.com or, again, Diginet.net, Diginet.net. Also, I want to tell you about My Solar Backup. Have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, you should check out MySolarBackup.com, because there's never been a better time to start getting off the grid and generating your own supply of electrical power. Here's why. Plug-and-play solar generators are now available from Solutions from Science. They're portable power systems, needed no installation, and supply household current wherever and whenever you want it, producing electricity directly from the sun. And it's got batteries, too. Unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly and emits no fumes. That's too bad, though. We actually need more of that for the Earth's atmosphere. Continuing, I'm joking. It's like having your own electric power plant, and it's perfect for your home or your campsite. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. So go to MySolarBackup.com to request the free information package today. That's MySolarBackup.com or 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365. Okay, thank you to those sponsors. All right, there has been a new event. And I've talked to countless reporters. We've played videos of George Soros openly funded groups, Rockefeller UN funded groups, come to the little climate change skeptics meetings that aren't funded by BP and Exxon and Mobil and Dutch Royal Shell and Amoco. And they just take over the events. They take over the microphones. They yell. They scream. They take over the media. The police never stop them. But the UN is just this private criminal holding group, and it just does whatever it wants. And so they have IPCC meetings that are open to the public, open to accredited media, and then if you happen to ask a question they don't like, this has come out literally scores of times in the news in the last week and a half, they just come up and shut your mic off and say you can't ask the question. I mean, why can't you ask about ClimateGate? Why can't you ask about the emails? But notice the head of the IPCC's climate division says, well, because of the moral standing or the political views of the people that leaked the emails, I'm not going to discuss them. And plus, they're private. No, they were ordered to be released through FOIA requests, which they successfully blocked. These are the intergovernmental and interuniversity emails where they're fixing the numbers, hiding the decline, and involved in persecuting other scientists. But notice this big UN thug, this big ninny, never seen a UN policemen, I mean, they're all this ninny type. They're all like demonic Al Gores, man-bear pigs. And they always keep getting emails, what's a man-bear pig? It's a South Park episode where he makes up, been out for 2 years, where Al Gore comes to town to scare everybody to give him money, saying there's a creature that's half man, half bear, and half pig. It's 150%. and it's killing everyone. It's just all made up. It's the point is global warming is as real as a man-bear pig or blood-drinking toads from planet Pop-Tart landing and sucking your brains out through a curlicue straw. It isn't real, okay? Man-bear pig. But you try to confront man-bear pig or any of his minions, this is what happens. This is accredited media at a press conference up at the microphone. Here it is, and we'll get to the new clip. Here it is.
What do you think of the behavior of Professor Phil Jones in asking colleagues to delete emails and the destruction of publicly funded data was gathered by public funds?
I don't know what he asked, what he said.
All right, hit pause.
I don't make comments.
Back it up a few seconds. But this woman comes over and starts grabbing at his microphone with this very angry look. Like, give me that. I've been told to shut this down. And then he won't give it to her, so she scurries off and gets the guy with the uniform. Now, if you don't think that woman won't send police to take your second-born child under the carbon credit tax, now being proposed by governments worldwide and by the IPCC and the UN, if you don't think the security guard won't come in your house and take your guns, this is like the Pharaoh Ramses demanding all the firstborn children. Every major culture, from the Aztecs to the Egyptians to the Babylonians, would demand that people sacrifice their children. And it was always the lower class. The upper class said, there's too many of these people. Kill them. And it's also an act of submission. Give me your child, yes. And 2,300 years ago, in the time of Plato, they would have wars with each other between the Greek states and write letters to each other about, yes, there's too many of our people and too many of yours. Let's have a war. And then like a chess game, they would sit back and watch the war. Oh, excellent shot. It's all just entertainment. It's all staged. It was staged 2,300 years ago. It's staged now. Just start the clip from the start since I interrupted it. But first the info babe comes over. And then the next guy comes over. Go ahead and roll it.
What do you think of the behavior of Professor Phil Jones in asking colleagues to delete emails and the destruction of publicly funded data was gathered by public funds?
I don't know what he asked, what he said. I don't make comments on redacted emails presented to me by people whose values
they were not redacted, liar.
I would have to see the whole thing, so
liar!
I cannot very well comment. What I can say is that private communications that people have between each other certainly are not public documents.
Oh, it makes me
and
sick.
But the universe
got a brain the size of a walnut.
They're
backing up again. I'm interrupting. Back it up till Walnut Brain comes over. Now, Walnut Brain really believes she's saving the world. And then another Walnut Brain, the male security, the male UN police, these are UN police with guns. And Article 29 and 30 of the UN Charter of Declaration of Human Rights says you have no rights. And the UN, everywhere they go, rapes and murders and kills and runs giant child raping rings. I mean, it's mainly a pedophile guild. I mean, you can't make that up. Everywhere they go, they run around snatching everyone's kids. In fact, I could show you the UN roasting a five-year-old over a fire after they've been raped. That's in America Destroyed by Design. Shows a little boy all bloody and dead, and the UN smiling with his dead body, or it shows them roasting another little kid to death. Let me tell you, they want to kill you and your family. Where do you think pedophile killers go? They go join the UN. Anyways, we don't know. This guy is just a thug who wants to violate free speech by accredited media. But let's go back to the UN. Here it is.
What I can say is that private communications that people have between each other certainly are not public documents. And
but the university has confirmed they are accurate.
Everybody says privately. Well, now, I agree. We'll make it short.
Here we go.
Yeah. I'm going to have to shut that off for a second, please.
Nice to see you, Badge.
Sorry, I have a member of the press. I want to give you a
badge. If you don't shut that off, I'm going to take it away from you.
Sorry, this is sir, we have the press.
I don't care.
Dead. I have to shut it off. If it happens again, take it away from you, you're going out. Down in the stage. Thank you very much.
This is okay.
No, I just wanted to take you back.
So they kicked him out and wouldn't let him film. Now, that is a UN goon, obviously from New York, all the way over in another country, in Copenhagen, Denmark, with accredited press at a press conference asking their question at their allotted time. Well, he can't get a question answered there. This fellow's the filmmaker that made Not Evil, Just Wrong, which Pure Evil and Wrong should be the name of the, Al Gore's a eugenicist. But UN goons silenced journalist who questions Gore on ClimateGate. And for TV viewers, for radio listeners, I'm going to play the audio. He's just trying to talk to Al Gore, and the security guards go at the microphone and the camera and rip the cords out. And this has happened to us. Security guards and police are trained, go after the cameras. Hey, their face-scanning cameras on us are great. But our cameras on them, that's bad. Because, again, we are their property. They don't want a T-bone steak at the grocery store when they walk in to feed on something, jumping off the shelf and hitting them in the face. You're there to supply them. What is a slave doing with a camera on me? I think so little of you, slave, I'm going to tell you polar bears can't swim and the sun doesn't cause climate change. I'm going to tell you penguins are drowning because you're idiots. Now lay there, steak, and let me cook your butt and eat you. I got men with guns here that say I rule you. You're going to lay down and you're going to take it. You understand that, boy? Land of the coward, home of the slaves. Lay down and take it. I got pot-bellied men with weapons and the force to use them. Ah, and a cowardly public ready for to be raped. Let's go to Al Gore. Here it is. Again, this is the journalist asking Al Gore some inconvenient questions about ClimateGate.
You've repeatedly said the oldest ClimateGate email is 10 years old. It's actually 2 months. Will you correct the record?
Excuse me, we're not doing interviews right now.
Mr. Gore. Mr. Gore, will you correct the record?
We're not doing interviews right now.
UN gets the microphone. UN security pulls the cable from his microphone. McAleer's microphone.
And this is what they did to my microphone. It seems you're not allowed to ask any questions of Al Gore.
I really should have gone to this. I've got the radio to do. Can you imagine what would happen if we were in the middle of that circus? I mean, it would have been. And those UN guys are all really a piece of work. There's nothing more dangerous than a leftist with a gun because they're not leftists. These are Nazis posing as liberals. And the sooner you people figure that out, the better off you're going to be. On the subject of other UN information, inconvenient truth for Al Gore as his North Pole sums don't add up. It turns out, remember Al Gore 3 years ago said that by 2009, the summer, that the entire Arctic and Antarctic ice caps would be melted? Unfortunately, they grew by 24%, according to NASA. But see, it doesn't stop Al Gore. Again, yesterday in a press conference, well, not a press conference, a closed-door meeting with only select members of the UN, a press briefing, showing video of the Arctic melting in the summer. That'd be like if I lived in Wisconsin and I went out and showed my house December 15th covered with snow and said, look, it was once cold. And then I show them July 4th, 2010 and say, look, now it's green grass. It's global warming. Yeah, because the Earth's tilted towards the sun. We're orbiting a giant nuclear furnace. But Al Gore 3 years ago said it would be completely melted. It's actually gotten bigger. Bigger than it was 3 years ago. Because not only does it get bigger in the winter, smaller in the summer. There's cycles. And this has all been recorded by Arctic expeditions. You know, one year an Arctic explorer goes up, and then it gets cold and traps him 200 miles in. And they say, oh, the last expedition 10 years ago, this didn't happen because it fluctuates. I mean, it's even more asinine to say that polar bears can't swim. But worse than that is to say that climate change is abnormal. Think how dumb they think you are. Climate change. Change. Climate change. There were times in British history where every year major rivers froze. Now it hasn't happened in a century. But there were times before that when it didn't freeze at all either. They have records of all of this. It fluctuates. But again, they tell your school kids that penguins can't swim and are drowning. That's what you let them do. These criminals, they know what they're doing.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
Get up! Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up.
So Al Gore came out again and said, look, 5 to 7 years, there's not going to be any ice caps. Heaven is on the earth. And then the actual scientist that he quotes came out and said, well, that's not actually right. I'm saying it could potentially maybe happen. but certainly not a 75% chance like Al Gore says. I mean, these guys said we were going to all freeze to death in 1974 and that we had to build and pay global taxes to build giant carbon dioxide factories to terraform the Earth. I mean, they just keep making up lie after lie. But notice, every lie positions them as the saviors of the Earth. They will save you. Just pay them the tax money. The good news is we had a big guest on yesterday who's a high-powered lawyer, works with Congress, and he did break the news here that he's already started litigation, but he didn't want to give details. I don't know if this is that litigation, but there's a lot of litigation against these different universities and government bodies in the emails openly engaged in fraud. The British have been caught destroying the evidence now. But they said, don't worry, we have the value-added integrated data that we made up. They immediately destroyed the data. What does that tell you when somebody destroys the data when they get caught? It's like the police come in your house and you're like flushing cocaine down the toilet. I mean, it's let's say you've been killing little kids. You're like throwing their body parts in a furnace as the cops come in, pouring gasoline on it. I mean, just caught red-handed. It's even worse trying to destroy the evidence. So now the Department of Energy's had to send a litigation hold notice regarding CRU to employees asking to preserve documents, saying, do not shred documents. The Department of Energy has received a litigation hold notice from the U.S. Department of Energy General Counsel and the DOE Office of Inspector General. And this is due to lawsuits being filed and congressional requests regarding the Climate Research Unit at the University of East Anglia in England. Accordingly, they are requesting that SRNSs, SRRs, this is happening in the U.S. too, not just England, and other site contractors locate and preserve all documents, records, data, correspondence, notes, and other materials, whether official or unofficial, original or duplicative, drafts or final versions, partial or complete, related to global warming. And this includes PDFs, PDAs, Palm Pilots, Blackberries, computers, telephone logs, internet usage files, emails, system manuals, network access information. It goes on and on. Folks, it looks like they're not going to get Copenhagen, but they're going to try to do it by stealth, as Lord Monckton and others have said. I want to break that down when we come back. But this is better than we thought. Because if there's no tentative agreement, Obama has nothing to sign. So what they'll do is they're going to sign an agreement to agree to meet in Mexico City next year, like our expert guest said yesterday. And that's now come out today. And he is still going to instruct the EPA to say that carbon dioxide is a deadly poison. And they're going to go ahead and implement the tax. We've got to fight it. We've got to make the Senate and the House do their job. The states have to say no. If we'll just get up off our butts, I mean, if a bully comes over and starts punching us and we lay there, we know he's going to win. But if we just attack the bully, if he's bigger than us in the info war, pick up a rock, slam it upside their head. I mean, that figuratively. I mean, do whatever you got to. Pick up a stick. I mean, we got the info war. Let's get nasty with these people. Let's take them on. Let's discredit these criminals. They're scumbag, degenerate filth that will be defeated. Period.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.